This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. Welcome indeed. God accepting me. And we're at part 56. Never ever ceases to amaze me. With a title like this, God accepting me. I was going to call this, right at the very beginning, God accepted me. And I felt the Lord say to me, no, because that's not true. What do you mean, Lord? Well, I haven't just accepted you, but I am continually accepting you. Doesn't that blow you away? For whatever we do, how often we turn away, how we go down the wrong road, how we sin, He accepts us, totally, utterly, unconditionally. He continues and continues to accept us. The final part of this passage we've been looking at in Ephesians, the third chapter. Verse 21 says this, glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Last time we looked at verse 20 that said, now all glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work in us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. And then Paul goes on to finish this by saying, glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. You see, God is accepting us all the time. He doesn't stop. He continues accepting us all the time, ad infinitum, day in, day out. But what do we do in response? We turn away. We do things wrong. We become embarrassed and we don't want to turn to God and say, I'm sorry. We do things wrong to other people, and we don't want to turn to them and say, I'm sorry. Why? Because it would make me look small. I'm not going to say I'm sorry, although I'm to fault. I'm not going to apologize. No way. But then God speaks and shows us by His acceptance of us, His continual love pouring into our lives, that we have to. We have no choice. I was having a conflict with a member of my family. I'm not going to go into details, but this conflict has been going on, emails back and forth, for a little while now. And then this person wrote me an email And I wrote back and said, really? And then I said something hurtful. Why did I? Because I wanted to hurt that person. I wanted to say something that would hurt them like they've hurt me. And I pressed send. And off the email went. And it was pretty immediately that God said, is that what you think I'd do? So I then had to send another email and ask for forgiveness. And believe you me, when I sent that email, it was incredibly hard. But as soon as I had sent that email, the peace flooded my body, my mind, my heart. No choice. You see, when we do that, when we listen to Almighty God, when He tells us we need to do something to put something right, then we know. What are we doing? We're glorifying God. We're giving glory to Him. Paul says, now all glory to God. The glory goes nowhere else. And although you have to apologize, although you have to suck it up, as it were, although you have to accept that you're in the wrong sometimes, and although you've got to eat humble pie and turn to that person and ask to be forgiven, what you're doing is you're doing what God commanded us to do, firstly. And secondly, you're giving glory to Him. Now all glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work in us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. And that's the point. Once we have that relationship with the Father, then He can do so much more than we could even imagine. And so therefore we keep our eyes firmly fixed on Him and not on circumstance. Each time I have asked the Lord to help me through a particularly difficult situation, He said these words to me, I've got this. And He always has. Beloved, He always has. He never lets me down. Never forsakes me, never turns His back on me and walks away. He's always there, always, always, always there. And that is why He deserves to be given all the glory and all the praise and all the worship that we could ever muster. Because He's our daddy. Glory to Him, says Paul, in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. And my prayer right now is that my 6 grandchildren will give glory to God. Some of them know the Lord, some of them don't. That doesn't matter to me. Because when I hand them to God, God says to me, I've got this. So my grandchildren will be giving God all the glory. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I do know that they will be giving God all the glory. My children will be giving God all the glory. 3 of my children know the Lord really well. 1 of my children, not so much. But He's always in my heart. And I know that I know that God has got this. Beloved, this message is resonating to you because you've wondered about your children, your grandchildren, your offspring, your brothers, your sisters, your father, your mother, your aunts, your uncles. You've wondered. I know this. If we make a decision that we're going to give God the glory in every aspect of our life, and we're always going to glorify His name, and we're always going to worship Him, and we're always going to praise Him, know this. If you just say to the Lord right now, Father, take my family into your care, I pray in Jesus' name. In fact, I want you to do that now, because I know it's on your heart. I want you to say that right now. Father, take my family into your care. In the name of Jesus. And I promise you, I will bring glory to your name. I will glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, God's response to you is simple. I've got this. All that worry and concern over your child who's gone off the rails, all your worry and concern of your relatives, your loved ones, who don't seem to listen to you when you talk about Jesus. Don't think about it. Don't concern yourself with it. Don't worry about it. Because God's response is this. I've got this. And I know He has. Now all glory to God who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, if you've prayed that, if you prayed that prayer with me, giving your family to Almighty God, His response to you is this, I've got this. If you have heard from the Lord now, today, whether you're listening live, whether you're listening to the repeat, or whether you're listening on Podbean, doesn't matter. If you've heard from the Lord live now, where He said to you, God's got this, I've got this, then I want you to write to me, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just send me an email saying, God's got this. That's all you've got to say. God's got this. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's glorify His holy name now. In Jesus' name.